The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. You can buy me a boat.
News Radio Pensacola. It's a Pensacola expert panel. Time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Stefan, are you there on the line, buddy? All right. There you are.
Yeah. We're here. Good morning.
All right.
We are doing this remotely today from the school.
Nice.
And wasn't able to get down to the station, so here we are. And we can take text today. I'm doing this on the phone. If you have a question or comment, you can text us today at 850-437-1620. That's the phone number, 850-437-1620. You are listening to Boat Smart remotely broadcasting from Georgetown Technical College here in Pensacola. We're actually sitting in the marine classroom. I have several students around me, and we may take some get some questions to them during the show and let you talk a little bit to my students, and we're just going to have a great time with this today and see how it works out. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go on there and check out their deals on their motors. They have some boats on sale there as well. And you can just go out there to the KeyMarineCenter.com website and see what they have to offer. Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center, your Yamaha and Mercury and Suzuki Repair Center. Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can also check them out on Facebook. So as I said, we are over at Georgetown Technical College, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. We are doing summer school. And we're just hanging out and having a good time. Hopefully the students are having a good time during summer school. That is our goal here, is to have a good time and to learn. So we kind of back off on all the rules and stuff a little bit, you know, and just kind of let them do their thing and just kind of work hands-on, wrapping up stuff that they didn't have an opportunity to do all the way through, you know, the normal school year. So they're doing that as well. We did do a field trip last week to Blazer Boats, and that was a lot of fun. I think it was last week. Was it last week, guys, last week? Because everything's kind of falling into, kind of piling up on us. So we did a field trip to Blazer Boats. So I want to give a shout-out to Blazer for taking their time to walk my students to that facility, and they had a good time doing that. So what I want to do is I want to – typically on Thursdays every week during a normal school, we do a section on Thursday night called What Did You Learn? And during What Did You Learn, the students have an opportunity to talk about something they learned during the week. It opens up conversation. It kind of gives other students an idea of what other students are learning. And it helps with these conversations to maybe get a student that didn't touch something like the other student did. Maybe it could be a water pump. It could be an electrical troubleshooting issue or something like that. It allows other students to enter into a conversation of what did you learn during the week, and they can talk about what they learned. And, of course, we usually other students can ask questions, hey, why did you learn that, or how did you learn that, or what would you do if this happened kind of thing. So we're going to start, and typically what I do is I'll start with a particular student, and I'm going to start here with Cameron. And Cameron's going to come over here, and he's going to talk about what he's learning right now in summer school. So go ahead, Cameron, and introduce yourself and basically tell where you come from and why you're here, and then talk about what you learned.
My name is Cameron Wright. I'm from Maryland. I came down here to go to Mr. Schmidt's class. This week I've been learning about how to set up a new console. We have a new twin console, and we're getting all new electronics and new gauges put on that this week. I've been reading up on wiring on that, and that's about it for me this week.
Okay. So you're learning a lot. I've been over there checking with you on that console. Right now it looks like a mess on it.
Yeah, it does look like a mess. There's wires everywhere, but you kind of got to get them all straightened up after you get everything connected and ready to go.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's some good learning. So who are you going to pick next?
Let's do Clayton. All right, Clayton, come on over here. So we got Clayton over here, and this is exciting to have Clayton on there because Clayton was a high school student last year, and now he came back as a full-time adult student and is working through the program here, and he's actually working part-time at a dealership here in Pensacola, BGS Marine. Is that correct, Clayton?
Sure.
And so Clayton's just having a good time learning, and he's learning a lot of stuff here, especially one thing he's really learning good is how to read the service manual, so he's working on that. So, Clayton, tell everybody what you're doing this summer and what you think of the class so far.
What I'm doing this summer is learning a lot more on stern drives here in the class, learn how to do services, 300-hour, 100-hour, and 20-hour inspections, doing services, changing oil, changing water propeller on the and the, just looking at stuff, and adjusting the time and light. I mean, adjusting the timing with using time and light and your computer. So it's been really nice learning about stern drives and all that fun stuff and working at work and just learning about it.
Would you say it's fun coming to summer school?
I would say it's fun, yes.
Okay, summer school is fun. Clayton's having fun in summer school. We can put that on the air so we know that. So, all right, Clayton, I appreciate that. Pick somebody else to come over here to the phone. And remember, guys, this is a call or actually text-in show today. So you can actually text or ask us a question. Maybe you have a question for one of my students. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, 850-437-1620. You can come over here and ask or text a question in to the students or a comment. That would be great. So now we have Riley here. And, Riley, just a little bit about yourself and coming to school. Another younger student, fresh out of high school, right?
Yes, sir.
And now he is here learning as an adult. Came in as an adult right out of high school. Go ahead and tell everybody what you're doing for summer school.
Summer school right now, I'm learning more about stern drives, along with Clayton, who just talked. But going through 100-hour, 300-hour, 20-hour services, learned how to change a water pump on a Bravo Mercruiser this week, changing the oil, changing the gear lube out of it, just learning how to do services and learning more and more about stern drives this summer.
So with that learning, you're having fun too, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And all this is helping them when they go to work in the field. So, and you came out of high school.
Yes, sir.
And you was thinking of a new career or a career in this, and you came in here and you just thought, I'm going to try this.
Yeah, I had no prior experience with boats or anything before coming into this class. And I'll tell you what, I've learned so much from coming to this class.
How do you like partnering up with other students? Is that good? Do you enjoy doing that? Like you said, you were working with Clayton and y'all working together.
Yeah, absolutely. I love being able to partner with other students. It also gives me an extra boost because I can learn from them as well.
Okay.
So,
all right, good deal. Well, I appreciate that. Go ahead and pick somebody else. Come up here.
Holton.
All right. Come on up here, Holton. Holton is an interesting student. He drives over here every day from Tallahassee, I believe. Do you drive over here every day from Tallahassee?
Not every day.
Every week. Holton is over here from Tallahassee. He actually lives here during the week in order to go to school. So what are you learning over the summer?
This summer I've been going through the diesel program online on Canvas, reading through the diesel book, learning about the injection systems and oil systems and how diesel start and how they run. With compression ignition, I thought that was pretty interesting. And it's so much different than a gas engine because all the ratios of the fuel pressures and stuff like that are so much higher than a gasoline engine.
Oh, that's cool. And you're getting ready to graduate as well. So at the end of summer, you're gone.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to?
I'm not sure yet. I've been looking around. On the week of the 4th of July, I'm going to go down south a little bit around Crystal River and look at some marinas down there and talk to some people.
Okay.
And try to get that all figured out before summer's over.
So you're going back to the area where you actually live, so you're not staying in the Pensacola area.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to go back over there and look for a job. And you're really not that far from the coast.
No.
From there, from Tallahassee area.
It's
so you'll be around family, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's our goal. Is to get him a job over in the Tallahassee area, and that'll really help him out as far as getting back to his family and stuff. And you're doing a great job in here, and I appreciate you talking to the listeners. They love hearing from you guys.
Yes, sir.
They love hearing what you guys learn,
and they enjoy that. So thank you for that. So who are you going to pick next? You get somebody else up here. Again, this is a texting show. Jake, we got any texts or anything?
Not yet, sir. I'm sitting here watching, but I'll definitely break in and let you know. I want to let you know you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt here on News Radio Pensacola, 850-437-1620. Text in your questions or comments if you have a question for Stefan or one of his students today. Go ahead and text it in because we've got him on the phone, so that'll just be a lot easier. So take it away.
Sounds good. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. So now we have Amelia, and you guys have met Amelia before a few weeks ago, a month ago on the air, and but now she's in summer school, so she gets to tell you a little bit about what she's doing and learning in summer school.
So this week in summer school, I've got to take apart an Alpha stern drive gear case all the way down to all the gears out, all the bearings out, pressing bearings off, pressing them back on, learning how to measure clearances, all that stuff.
Having fun doing that?
Yeah, it's actually really fun.
Actually, she's not really having a lot of fun because yesterday she was frustrated with a tool that we have. So she's learning that sometimes our tools don't work and how tools get abused by other people and students, right?
Yep.
And she was a little frustrated yesterday. So today, what are you doing? You can let listeners know what you're doing today.
We have a tool room that's been looking kind of hectic recently, and so we're working on getting that really organized. And so I've just been hanging tools up on the wall, making that look nice.
And that helps me. It helps the students. It helps the class. So she volunteered to do that, and it's a project that I've been trying to get done. And, you know, that's a good learning experience for students because when you're out in the field, you have to keep your tools in order. You have to help keep the shop clean. There's all kinds of other stuff you do as a technician rather than just work on engines, right?
Definitely.
So she volunteered for doing that task, and I appreciate her doing that. So thank you very much for that. All right, we're going to pick somebody else. Who is that going to be? She pointed over to the Big C, Colton, and he's coming over here. Oh, C, okay. We got Chris coming over to the phone, and he's going to talk a little bit about what he's learning over the summer. And Chris is an avid listener to the show as well. So, Chris, appreciate you doing this.
No problem. So pretty much this summer, I've been pretty much just going around refreshing myself on everything that I've learned. I got several students working on the stern drives, and I've done that. So I've gone around and helped them a little bit. And I've just been pretty much walking around helping people with smaller outboards, the carburetors and stuff like that. I've just been walking around just pretty much helping everybody else out.
Giving everybody else a hand, and you're actually, when you're doing that, you're still learning.
Refreshing.
Yes. Refreshing. Right. Retaining information. Helping other students retain information as well, right?
Right.
So you are not, basically, you're not in here. You're in here as a hobby in a way.
Pretty much.
Okay. Part-time.
Yeah.
Was part-time, but one of my best part-time students, okay? Part-time is really tough because you're only in here a few hours a day during a normal school year.
You got to make them count.
Make it count. And Chris is one of the students, and I mentioned him on the air several times. He's one that's willing to help other students. He's willing to give an extra hand, and he's also willing to make people laugh. And I don't know if it's at their expense or his, but he loves to laugh. He loves to have fun in here. So he does brighten our day a little bit, and he likes to aggravate a little bit. But, you know, a good learning experience. When you're working in the field, you get around other people with different personalities, and Chris is definitely one with a different personality. Right, Chris?
I'm built different.
He's built different, but we sure enjoy having him in the class. All right. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We do have a text.
Who we got coming up here next? Yes, sir.
All right. So a quick quick text message question here. I'm in my 30s, really not happy with my current career. Never worked with boats or boat engines. Is it too late? What do you think about that? Is it too late for somebody to start a class like this? I know most of the people you're talking to are you know, a little bit younger. So what do you say about this question here?
I'm going to say it's never too late. I actually had a gentleman the other day call me. He was 70 years old and wanting to come in here for hobby stuff to learn about outboards. So it's never too late. Mm-hmm. And 30 is a good time to start. Chris is older than 30. We have several students that are younger than 30, but our average age in this classroom, I would say, anywhere from early 20s up into the mid-30s to 40s is a age group, okay?
Okay.
So, no, it is not too late, okay? And if you're willing to learn, this is what I believe, if you're willing to learn, you're willing to put in the time, you can learn this. So, yes, it's a good opportunity for that person. And just you can call or text me, and we can set up in a time where you can come by and visit, and we can talk about what, you know, your goals are, and we can make that happen.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right.
Who's next up?
All right. We have Colton, and Colton comes to our class as a younger student. Also, kind of, how long have you graduated before you came in here?
I graduated in 23.
Okay.
We started, I believe, in August last year.
So fresh out of high school, and you started in this class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That seems to be the theme here. A lot of that students right out of high school, right into the class, which is a good thing. So talk to everybody about what you're learning over the summer.
Well, just yesterday I learned about buying a boat and the importance of what you need for that. And keeping your area organized when you're working on those boats. One of my biggest issues with keeping my area organized is never being able to find my tools. I'll be scrambling around the shop for about 20 minutes.
And yep.
Just not organizing anything. That's probably my biggest takeaway this week.
Okay.
And summer school in general.
All right. That's pretty good. That's a good thing that students need to learn, is to be organized and stay organized through the process, you know. So I think that's real important to do that, and that's part of learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as we're going through all this, give me the number one takeaway that you've had through the entire year. What kind of learning have you had that you would say, this is what I've learned and it's really helping me a lot?
Take your time. Whenever, if you're coming up to something that seems really difficult and you're just like hit the end of it, you don't want to keep going, just take your time, take a step back, walk away for a minute, and then just come back to it. And you'll eventually figure it out.
All right. Good job.
Speaking of.
So we ran through every student in this class that's been here today. Today we're not even supposed to be here. We kind of switched our days because we were here on Wednesday, or weren't here on Wednesday, so we had to come in here on Friday. So that's why we're doing the show remotely today. Mm-hmm. So remember, again, it is a call or text, 850-437-1620. I hope it sounds good out there to the listeners. I appreciate y'all listening today and just listening to my students and talking to them. So if you have a question for them or anything, we also have Mr. Wiggins in the classroom today. And he's going to come over here and have a word and talk to everybody about how important IT is to the marine industry and talk about that as well. So come on over here, Mr. Wiggins, have a chat with my listeners just a second, because Mr. Wiggins, he is a big part of my class, believe it or not. He's our IT person, and he's going to explain a little bit what he does at this school. And I think a lot of people really don't appreciate what he does because he's in the background until something happens. So, Mr. Wiggins, welcome to the show. I'm putting him on the spot here. So he's going to tell y'all what his job is, and he's going to get me later for this. So go ahead and tell us about your job. So.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm Anthony Wiggins, IT coordinator for George Stone. It's pretty much from switches to Active Directory, to group policies, to internet, to printers, computers, everything here at George Stone's on my shoulder. So if the wireless goes down, which it has past couple of days, we've had some issues mm-hmm. with our district, and things happen, and, you know, that's just the way it goes. So
yeah, without him, this school would not function. And I'm telling you the truth, because IT is so important, right? And we rely on technology through the internet, and even the motors we work on today rely on IT people to help us with all this stuff. And Mr. Wiggins, he is part of my class because he keeps it going. Now, I do a lot of stuff on my own a little bit to help him out, right?
I've trained you pretty good.
He's trained me pretty good. He's trying to. He's retiring next year, so he's planning on me doing the IT job for him, but that's not going to happen. But I appreciate you coming over here and talking to the listeners.
So
we got a text, Jake?
Yes, I'm interested to see what the students think about this one. The texter says, I have a 12-year-old Yamaha 90 horsepower four-stroke. When I put it in reverse and give it gas, the motor kicks up. Never had this problem until just recently. What could that be?
Okay. All right. Anybody want to jump on that?
Trim pump.
Huh? Trim pump. All right, come on over here, Cameron. Talk about it. We're going to let
that
Cameron
was quick.
Jump on this one.
That was so quick, man. He had that.
Yep. He did. So talk about that a little bit.
So what a trim pump does is it's a pump that sits where your trim is
and it allows the trim to be lifted up and down with the pump. But if that pump loses oil or it's losing pressure or something like along those lines, the motor's going to kick up. It's not going to be able to have that force to hold it down as you're working on the, as you're using the boat.
Yep, that's the answer to that.
Okay, so what do they need to do?
So, replace your trim pump or figure out what's going on with that, basically.
Yeah, get in there and have somebody look at it. Key Marine is a great place to go do that with. Have Key Marine check it out. Probably losing fluid. Should probably see a leak around somewhere around the trim system. And it probably does, the fluid level is low, causing it to kick up when going in reverse. So great answer.
Okay, appreciate got another one here. How often is bad fuel the root of your motor problem in a boat? Bad fuel.
Okay, let's see if we can get an answer to that question. How often is bad fuel the root of your motor problem? So come on up here and talk about that a little bit. So we got Colton back up here.
Fuel is one of your biggest issues in your motor, in my opinion. There's water can get into it. Fuel is constantly degrading. As soon as it hits any kind of air, as soon as it hits or sits for too long, it's just, it degrades over time and it just becomes bad. Treating your fuel, if you don't treat your fuel, obviously it'll go bad. So he's got other students giving him answers too. So
yeah.
Chris in the back.
So that's good.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably, I would say, if you're dealing with motors, probably, I would say at least 60 to 70% of the issues most of the time is fuel.
Wow.
Fuel related. So we got another student I want to put on here. Unless, do we have another text or are we good right now?
No, we're good for right now. We got about 3 minutes.
All right. I've got Reggie come back in here. He thought he was going to sneak out. I thought he was gone.
Oh,
and
no.
But he came back in here, so we got Reggie on the air, and Reggie's going to tell you where he came from and how he got here and what he's learning over the summer as well. So go ahead, Reggie.
Thanks, Mr. Schmidt. My name's Reggie. I am from Nebraska. I am 25 years old. Just kind of looking for a career change. I had worked in the industry before. But basically, I had a family friend run through Mr. Schmidt's program a few years ago. Just had wonderful things to say about it. I was kind of on the fence with another Florida college, but I took a gamble on just moving down here. I had coordinated with Mr. Schmidt a few times and just got a place down here and showed up, and I was real happy I did.
So you're learning a lot in this class.
Yeah, it's been a bit overwhelming at times, but the good thing about Mr. Schmidt's program is it's kind of self-paced. If you need to slow down and take a minute to go and look over what we've learned in the past, we have all the opportunity in the world to do that. But if you know how to do one thing, like my customer just brought me some speakers, that's what I was just doing right now. I've done that many times in the past, so I'll probably fly right through that part, but that'll give me some opportunity to take a step back on some other things. And right now, basically, what we've been doing for the past month or two, we've just been going through a 20-year-old boat and replacing just about everything. So getting a lot of good experience on electrical, fuel, motor, just everything.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that, Reggie. Thank you. And hopefully his move is good down here. Hopefully that we're meeting his expectations and just moving forward. So here we are, Jake. We're already to the end of the show, and I need to go ahead and thank Key Marine for sponsoring the show, and thank you to all my students for doing your What Did You Learn on the Air. I appreciate that big time, and I had fun doing that, and hopefully I had fun too. So remember, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, our sponsor, Key Marine, located at 5621 Bay Road here in Pensacola. You can give them a call at 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can check them out on there. They have Mercury motors in stock, so if you're ready for that repower, now's the time to do it. They will get you back on the water quick. A lot of times, the repower is the best way to do that, and it'll get you back on the water as quick as possible. So check out Key Marine. And remember, if you're interested in education in the marine industry, Georgetown Technical College and the Marine Service class is the place to go, and we will help you out. We're going to start about 8 or 10 new students up this fall, so get on that list. So thanks, Jake, for helping us to do this remotely today. We appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, Stefan. Thank you, buddy. And congratulations to all the students. They're loving their summer school program and learning a lot from Stefan there at Georgetown Technical College. Thank you, Key Marine. And this is the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.